Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Polokwane up to 30 and Pretoria a high of 32 degrees today.
A collision in Clayville on the R21 southbound after Olifantsfontein Road. There is the one with the pedestrian that's involved. And then in Bedford View on the N12 R24 westbound, queuing traffic towards the Galulis interchange.
In your sport, Rassie Erasmus has withdrawn Lucid prop Oxen Chair from Saturday's test against Wales in Cardiff. And Cricket South Africa made changes to its executive committee.
We start with the shocking murder of a female doctor in Mbombela. The 34-year-old was shot and killed outside a gym yesterday morning.
Police as well as paramedics found the victim outside their vehicle. Two suspects that have been sought.
Mpumalanga police spokesperson Donald Ndluli says the motive for the murder has not yet been established. The doctor is said to have worked at a public hospital. In Limpopo, police say they've made a major breakthrough in the fight against crime. Two foreign nationals were arrested when they were found in possession of illegal explosives worth an estimated 2 million rand.
The arrests were made during a tactical stop and search operation conducted by the Vembe Flying Squad along the N1 South, just outside Makado.
Spokesperson for the police ministry, Kamuhele Mkhotsi, says four bags containing the Superpower 90 gel tubes were discovered in the suspect's vehicle. These have since been confirmed to be commercial explosives. More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. In Durban, police and health inspectors raided a second warehouse late yesterday containing foodstuff believed to not be authorised for sale in South Africa. Some of the items found include canned food, snacks and milk, including dozens of trays of bottles labelled apple fruit milk. Counterfeit sports jerseys and fake Adidas socks have also been found in the facility. Police say the workers at the warehouse fled by the time they had arrived. Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi told SABC health experts have taken samples to test for any possible harmful ingredients.
We've got chips, spices. It's one that you find commonly in the township on those chips that the children are eating. We always all believe that those chips are manufactured, made by a South African company. But here we are.
To Australia, where the new legislation was officially tabled in Parliament this morning that bans children under 16 from being on social media platforms such as X, TikTok, Facebook and Instagram. Under the new laws, these social media companies could be fined more than $30 million if they fail to keep children off their platforms under the new laws. Australian Minister of Communications Michelle Rowland says the legislation proposes the exclusion of certain platforms.
A rulemaking power is also available to exclude messaging services, online games, and services that significantly function to support the health and education of users.
While in America, NBA superstar LeBron James announced he's taking an indefinite hiatus from social media after sharing a post which railed against negative coverage in American media. 39-year-old James has some 212 million combined followers on his Instagram and X accounts, but says, and I quote, "With so much hate and negativity in the world today, it confuses me why some of the national sports media still think that the best way to cover sports is through negative takes. I, for one, find it all a waste of breath."
Good for you.
And he doesn't say when he's returning. He says this is it.
So basically what he's saying is that if you want to get attention, it must be negative.
And he continues to say, how negative can it then get? Because every time you have to shock more, right? More negative, and the snowball just gets bigger and bigger. And he says it will come to a point where it will destroy people.
We're catering for the negative, cynical, miserable people on social media. If you want to get someone's attention, be negative. Be hateful. Take a jab. Then you get attention.
Be dramatic.
Funny enough, I saw that now about a week ago. So, you know, I reserve my strong opinions quite often for the show. I don't know if you've noticed.